Welcome, everyone. It's RP Jimmy here with you. And I'm here with Bill doing some more WrestleQuest. How are you doing, Bill? While I make sure everything is airing appropriately on my end.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm doing good. It's early. Well, not early, but it's, you know, Saturday morning. It's all in weekend, and we're going to do a little more WrestleQuest.
Yeah. In fact, there's one thing I want you to, let me just type a welcome message. Overall, how do you feel about the card so far? I mean, it's finalized, right? Like, you can't
get it. It is finalized.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, they'll probably add wrestlers to one match, but that match is already set, which we'll talk about a little later on. But other than that, I am looking forward to this card.
Okay.
Like, this is maybe their best card of the year on paper.
As it should be, to be honest with you. Okay. So we have our commands, FYI everyone, so they'll appear on the screen, or in the chat, I should say. Here are our commands that you can use in the chat. You can use Welcome, Instagram, Kingdom Hearts, Lurkers, Now Podcasting, Lost in Pro Wrestling, in the chat. I'll be honest with everyone, I'm a little out of it. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but I'm going to try to power through here. There might be some instance where Bill has to take rain while I splash some water on my face or something. Alright. Last time on WrestleQuest. Who do we got here?
Blue92.
Blue, what's going on? Blue, I'm good. You're having a good morning. That's a little bit of a rough morning for me. I didn't have enough sleep. Last time we were going to find out who the murderer was, right? That's what was happening.
Yes, we're trying to figure out who did it.
Right. We have Toy Box Jimmy and Nuke. Well, I am at work and tired. I didn't go to work and I'm tired. I got another note for you, Bill. So
yes.
I want to determine in this stream, by hook or by crook, we're going to find out what that goddamn Slimy does. I'm going to try every character to see if Slimy is an option to use for any of them. So I need you to write down who we used and who we didn't use for Slimy.
Okay.
So,
let me get a blank.
Yeah, because, you know, these characters change all the time, so.
Yeah, they do.
All right, let's get on with it. Here we go.
I have a blank piece of paper. I just got it.
All right, listen up. These lawyers here have invoked the Oswald Agreement to come to their client's defense. Who did it? We've conducted our lawyerings and we can say beyond the shadow of a doubt that the real killer is... Oh.
Oh! Oh, jeez.
I don't remember anything of what we did last time.
Let's see. Colonel Lemon in the pool room with the springboard moonsault. Pastor Moon in the dining room with the spinebuster suplex. Nanny White in the antechamber with the feather duster. Doc Orchard and Socialite Sapphire in the study with the Bruton and Gaster.
What's going on, KY? How are you doing this morning? We are about to solve a crime horribly because we forgot what we did last time 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do this. What do we got coming in now? We got Rain coming in. How are you doing, Rain? Hopefully everyone's doing well. We're going to talk about the first match in All In in just a little bit. All right. Do you have any idea which one of these it could be?
From what I remember, Socialite Sapphire and Doc Orchard seemed like the ones that probably would have done it. Had the best choice.
Nah, that'd take too long. That's what we probably should have done if I knew that we were going to be asked this. All right, we're going to go with Doc Orchard and Socialite Sapphire. Doc Orchard and Socialite Sapphire in the study with the Bruton and Gaster. Asinine accusations. Don't be absurd, child. What possible proof could you have? It might still happen this weekend. We'll see. Why don't you be Secret Carmine? I need some help okay. here.
Wait. I can prove Socialite Sapphire and Dark Orchid orchestrated the whole thing.
Oh, it's you. You're alive. Wait, yeah, if she's alive, then how's anyone being pinned for murder?
Yes, and thanks to Jimmy, I'm ready to start living again. Inspector Munch, these men killed my father. Socialite Sapphire had them do it, so she could use that fake will of hers to get Dad's money. And when they failed to bump me off too, Doc Orchard supplied a dummy corpse to fake my death.
Looks like we're stuck between a rock and a prison cell. And they're guilty of misused verbal expressions. Man, if Barbay were here. Sapphire, Doc, looks like you're on your own. Time to cut our way out. Wait, what? So yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on too, but I'm just going along with it.
Oh, I'm gonna lower that volume a little bit here. And okay. with that in mind, why don't you put up the first match?
Alright.
And you know, why don't we start with what KY brought up? Can we start with Osprey versus MJF?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll start with MJF and Osprey. Yeah. I'll take this one. I think I'm going to be taking a lot of these.
Yeah, I think you're going to do a lot to start, yeah.
Okay, so I love how MJF has replaced the international title with the American title. It's just a silly thing. I may be one of the few that actually likes the design of that belt. The thing is, I want MJF's reign to go a little bit longer because they just made the belt like a month and a half ago, yeah. I think.
By the way, make a note, Toy Box Jimmy, no slimy.
Okay. But the show is in London, it's in England, it's Osprey's country. I think Will's gonna win the belt back.
I don't know, I gotta be honest with you, I feel a little bit differently. I think... Because they gave him his moment on Dynamite this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's not the same place, though. First of all,
yes.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
I want to take an allergy pill. I'm wondering if that'll help with my throat. So I'll be right back. Tell me about, or talk to the chat about, like, do you think... That, because didn't they just announce that next year's All In's going to be in the United States?
Yeah. So,
yeah, talk about that. I'll be right back. Yeah, let's announce it.
So next year's All In is going to be in Texas. It's going to be at the Texas Rangers ballpark, which the name of it I can't think of at the moment. But it's in Arlington, Texas. So they're kind of switching out for a year. And there had been rumors that the reason they're not doing Wembley next year is because WWE might do SummerSlam in Wembley, but it hasn't been confirmed. It hasn't been denied either. So there is that. And then they also announced yesterday that Forbidden Door is going to be in London next year. Probably not going to be in London.
Did they announce that or did it get leaked?
No, it's got to be Forbidden Door.
No, but did it get announced or did it get leaked?
Oh. Somebody took a picture.
It got leaked. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, it got leaked. It was like on a billboard and...
So anyway, so my thoughts on the All In card, I think this card looks way better than last year's, for sure.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm looking forward to most of the matches, except for maybe like one or two. MJF and Ospreay, again, tough to call. I'm going to go with... Because they just made the belts, so I'm going to go with MJF. I got it. I think the Texas show will do okay. I was a little surprised by the Texas show announcement, to be honest with you, but then again, I was like, well, I guess that's the reason for Arlington being the host of Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. I did read with the setup in the ballpark, they could probably get 40,000 for that show.
Okay.
So I think the tickets will do good next year in Texas.
So I pick MJF, and I don't really know. Do you think? Okay, here's the question. Do you think? Did he just heal himself?
It looks like it because he turned into a car.
All right. What I was saying was, do you think that Daniel Garcia will get involved somehow? Because this whole thing started with him to begin with.
It is very possible.
Why is he healing himself?
I haven't taken Daniel Garcia out of the possibility.
Okay, so why don't you give us another match? I'm looking forward to the MJF Ospreay match. I love Ospreay's song. I still love Ospreay's song. Whoa. I don't know the words, of course, but...
Right.
Oh, I gotta try Nuke with Slimy.
Okay.
Alright, Bill's about to put the next match up to discuss. In the meantime, watch me fight this card that turns into a robot.
Is it an Autobot or a Decepticon?
Yeah. I know, but it keeps fucking healing itself.
Alright. So the next match is the pre-show match, but it's a mixed tag match, and it actually has a stipulation for this. So it's Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway against Willow Nightingale and Tomohiro Ishii. The stipulation is the winning team picks the stipulation for the Statlander-Nightingale match at All Out.
Okay. I mean, at least they're taking All Out into consideration since it is only 2 weeks away when it should be a month away.
Right.
I don't know. I don't care about this match. I don't care about the people in it. I'll be honest with you. This is one of the ones I do not care about at all. By the way, if anyone else wants to give predictions, you're more than welcome to in the chat.
Yes.
FYI.
Yes. We want to hear them.
In fact, I'm going to call out XP right now on it. Unless XP, sorry, KYX. KY, who do you think is going to win MJF versus Ospreay? Since we started with his match first. I don't care about this match, do you?
I mean, I like that the stipulation thing is in this. I'm gonna go with Nightingale and Ishii just to have a pick. So,
you know what? I'll go with you too.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we go here.
All right. Looks like the deck is pretty stacked against you cards. Get 'em, boys. Excellent work, your lawyer's ships. With the real killer out of the way, Vanetta is free to go. I think you're Vanetta.
Oh, yeah.
James, you've done it!
Yeah.
James.
Oh, you're okay. Nuke, sorry. Yeah,
yeah, no, I am Nuke. Yeah, James. Good job.
This is incredible. You searched my house high and low, fought through perilous odds, and even found my missing sister, all to save me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't let them take you away.
I gotta say,
Jimmy, you really went Bravo Zulu here.
Bravo Zulu.
Bravo Zulu. Above and beyond what some punk chop shop mechanic would do. So what's your next mission?
It felt good to take matters into my own hands, to get stuff done, to stop living in fear, and letting everything else dictate my fate. I think it's time to reassess our elephant... I think it's time to reassess our elephant problem. And I know just who can help.
Oh, I bet they mean elephant.
Okay, you're probably... Or what are there's two elephants, though.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Elephant and... The elephant.
That's right. Where will you go?
To Malibu Heights. There's a muchacho and a very non-medical non-medical doctor I got to apologize to.
I thank you again, James.
All right, so say they say I agree with you that MGS run with the belt could be probably should be longer, but because yeah, that's the tough call. Like, but you know, there's a match on this card that the belt basically spoiled the entire thing. And we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess let's get to the next match while I find out where this is going.
All right, let me look it up. Okay. Got our next one.
Oh, wait, nope, Nuke, you're up.
Oh, is that it? Come on, you're not even going to ask her to come with us?
No, I mean, a man like her, a wrench like me.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay.
And here I thought you were ranking up. Oh, well.
James, I've never been to Malibu Heights. And I've suddenly found myself without responsibility here.
Is this your way of asking me if I have a spare accommodation?
Precisely. For a van. Or a girl.
Sure.
Great. Guess this means I'm coming too. This van still owes me money.
New party member. Guys, congratulations, Bill. You have another voice that you're doing for the rest of the game now. Are we going back to Muchacho Man? And by the way, I forgot to use fucking Slimy for Nuke. Okay, where are we going with Muchacho Man now? Oh, also remind... You know what? I'm going to tell this in the chat too. I would like people to remind me every half hour to save this game. Because this game does not have autosave. It's the worst aspect of this game, I would say. And we have been in situations where I forgot to save and I have to go and do everything again.
Mm-hmm. He has.
Right. Ready for the... Oh, we're going to battle for against Meltdown? No, not yet. I want to make sure my equipment's good to go.
Yeah.
So give me a piece of AEW news. I did watch the show this past Wednesday. Like, what did you like from the show this past Wednesday? What didn't you like?
I really liked the two segments with MJF and Ospreay and Swerve and Danielson. I thought those two really made those two matches feel very, very important. Like, if they weren't already important enough, you know, I thought they were made extra important. And I liked how Danielson went to Ospreay and was like, just use it on him. Talking about the Tiger Driver 91.
Yeah, yeah, that was good. That was the backstage segment.
Yeah. So, other than that, the matches were kind of forgettable, and I really don't get the hate with the one spot with Toni Storm and Saraya from that show, because there was like one or two like small mess ups. Oh, I'm Lamrock.
Yeah, Lamrock, you're up. Oh, and your announcer, Lamrock, too.
Attention, citizens. I mean, hello, Warp Mark Junction. I order you to be entertained this evening. Psst, how am I doing?
just great. And they'll wrap it up with a big intro.
Prepare your body for excitement as you witness the unscripted return of Meltdown!
There he is. Like a bolt from the blue, I'm gonna shock you. Psst. Lamrock, how am I doing?
Wow! Excellent job, sir. Not rusty at all. Newcomer, how will you respond?
I get to choose this because I'm Muchacho Man. Let's see, we're going to go with... I'm going to send you back into orbit, amigo. Meltdown. Shouldn't you be named Letdown, you overweight disappointment? The only thing shocking about you is your credit score. Go with that one. There it is. The only thing shocking about you is your credit score. Credit karma.com.
Something like that. Smack talk distribution is complete. Commence slammage.
I wonder if this will actually be a hard... Wait, is this just one-on-one? I don't get my other party members?
I don't think you do.
We'll see. We'll see here in a second. And if that's the case, thank God I healed. All right. Oh, no! You gotta look this up again. How do you let hype fall again?
Okay.
Remember, guys, we want to get him pumped up so he charges the whole city and reactivates the bridge to Malibu Heights.
Now I gotta skip this ad first.
Okay. While you do that, I am gonna put, since you're here, I did it wrong already. Hold on. There it is. Kingdom Hearts. Bill learns Kingdom Hearts. I do a podcast with Bill where he learns about Kingdom Hearts. We are having our final season next year at some time. We've been recording for that final season, but right now you can catch up on all the previous seasons on Apple Podcasts. So yeah, I'm gonna get to all my hit just to do something here. This is in the south of the border stomach.
Going for sleep.
He didn't even really get down that much. Oh, never mind. Look, I already accomplished what I needed to do, apparently. This is amazing. I miss this so much. I feel my power growing. Well, I'm just going to do the same damn thing then, since that worked the first time.
Yeah, because the other two things is you have to get the hype to fall to negative 10 and then the negative 15. Oh, and you just have to miss. That's all you have to do.
Like the miss? Like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you're saying if I just hit this and don't hit anything...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that game, that phone game, I don't think is ever going to come out at this point. It's going to be like Dark Road, they're going to be like, oh, here are only the cutscenes. They pay us to, I don't know, do something. Yeah, I don't know when, oh, injury! Yes, the injury that ended my career. Did you take a tall fall from the turnbuckle? No, I didn't even have, it didn't even happen in the ring. Are we getting his backstory here?
Maybe.
Because I'm clearly not going to beat him. I mean, I'm not doing any damage to the guy.
Right.
This is in an RPG where you have to lose, basically.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean it didn't happen in the ring? Backstage, after the match, I was jumped by some goons. They mangled my articulated joints and left peanuts everywhere. as a message. The elephant?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Okay. Elephant! He's right. Oh, wait. I'm concerned. I want to make sure I heal. Oh.
There you go.
Wait, he did all of your runs. He had an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice? Boy, that was a missed opportunity by both of us.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll try it now. Just for the hell of it. I said. So I jumped. No, I can't do it. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah. So I jumped into my sheep and came here. I figured if I couldn't control my wrestling career, at least I could control the power here. Then you came along.
You're now officially Meltdown, because that was pretty good.
Okay.
It's not me you're mad at, amigo. Don't hold back.
You want to see me blow the breakers? Birth the resistors? You ask for it. Here it comes. Gigawatt Nova! Wait, the bell rang.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is it the gigawatt screw job?
It was the elephant all along. Okay, so I guess the elephant's actually maybe the big bad guy of this game, because that's the only time that these characters seem to be, Wait, what's going on here? Seem to be crossing over, like, storyline-wise with the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Meltdown, you did it! You've powered the whole town! You don't have to keep them throttled. You had it in you all along!
I did. But how will I control them?
You don't have to. Be a good leader and show them responsibility, not tyranny.
You're right. I need to flick the switch. But what about our battle?
I say we at least give them a good show, now that we don't have to worry about you getting hyped up. I was going to say, hopefully I don't have to fight him, because I was doing no damage to him. Next to none, at least. Oh, god damn it. Okay.
Well, at least now you can actually attack him and you don't have to miss on purpose.
That's true, too. I mean, this seems... No, that really didn't do anything to him. I'll do a flying elbow drop. Do you want to put up the next match, Bill?
Yes, I do, and I have it ready to go. The coffin match for the TNT title. Jack Perry versus Darby Allin.
Alright, let me go first on this one, please.
Go right ahead.
This is the one that's ruined because they made a fucking new belt. And I'm like, you guys just spoil it for me. Like, I know Darby's not going to win now. Why would you, like, do the whole thing of Jack Perry made this new belt and only to have him lose? No, I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Pretty much what Jim said.
And, like, I would have kind of been like, oh, I wonder who's going to win this, because I could see Jack Perry keeping the title, but then again, maybe they want him to do bigger things. But no, they were like, no, we all make a big deal about the stupid belt getting redone. Hey, Bill, can we stop that? I've noticed that in today's pro wrestling. Can we stop making new belts? And I don't mean creating new titles. I mean constant redesigns. I feel like there's been a lot in, like, the last 6 months for AEW and WWE. Or am I, like, misremembering? Didn't WWE change one of their belts, or no?
Yeah, they changed their tag team titles. Both designs, actually.
Yeah, like...
The women's titles, they changed.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I get it in terms of, well, in WWE's case, it's for the money, for the most part.
Right, right.
It doesn't make it right, though. Anyway, so, yeah, what else do you think about this match?
Well, actually, I just remembered that Darby has to lose because he's got a future world title match at the Grand Slam next month.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, he earned the right. He earned it in a what was it, that Rampage Rumble match or Royal Rampage?
Oh,
or...
I forgot all about that. Yeah, I guess you're right. Or they could do the right thing, which most pro wrestling should do, and have him win the TNT title and then have a unification match so there's less freaking belts.
You know, that ain't happening.
Look, there he is. That Slimeball Slimy.
So Slimy... No, Slimy's not with Muchacho Man, is he?
He is, apparently. Oof.
Oh.
I may be on the... Oh, sorry, it's Shu. I keep forgetting something.
Yeah. Oof. I may be on the ropes, but I've never felt so alive.
Let's see, we got... What a shame, Karga Ancha. Ropes or no ropes, the crowd is cheering for you, Muchacho. I'll do this one. Ropes or no, that crowd is cheering for you, Muchacho.
Muchacho man, thank you for saving me and our city. Here, I want you to have these. Now, go shout that evil elephant.
I'm trying to think, what did I like from this this past Wednesday's Dynamite? I mean, I thought it was okay overall. Like, there's like only one thing I had a big problem with, and that was like the end segment. But that was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, how many matches are on this card, by the way?
Let's see. Well, if you're counting the pre-show, we have 10 altogether.
Okay.
And we've done 3.
And what time does it start, on our end? East Coast Standard Time?
I think they're doing a pre-show, so it'll start at 11 in the morning. And the main show starts at 1 on the East Coast.
Okay. That's... I like that. That I can just hang out in the afternoon and watch the event. I already purchased it.
I did too.
On the goddamn Bleacher Report app that I hate.
Oh, you should use Triller.
I thought that was only for international people.
No, they've made it now US.
Real? Oh, I wish I would have known that. Oh well, too late now. I already spent the money. But I'll know that for next time.
Yeah, next time.
Actually, I was looking up our, here's our Coco Beware statue. I was looking at our, WrestlePress schedule for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We actually only have, after All Out, I think there's only, like, one event between that event and November that we have to worry
about.
Yeah. But November's gonna be shit. November's is 3 events going on.
Well, we don't have to do the Crown Jewel one.
No, but I did say we would do all the ones that they've had traditional. Now we're here again, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Thank you again for your hospitality.
Thank you, Senior Logan, for returning my husband to me. Here, we want you to have this.
Lana Clark Carditas?
Is this some of that famous Luchador family cooking I heard so much about?
See, it has the power to perk up even the sleepiest beast or the darkest spirits.
Are you sure you must go, my friend? We are going to have a huge celebration at my home.
We'd love to stay, but duty calls. We're continuing our feud with grad school. And then I'm going to go find Bill Goldberg and kick his ass.
like Jim said, I have to get at least one Goldberg reference in.
I understand, my friend. I remember those crazy PAW work schedules. My goodness, I do not miss those days. Not now, being a father.
You're a good wrestler, Luchador, and a good man, fish. Speaking of species, are you ready to go, my moose cousin?
Yeah, but, where are we going?
Tropical Dream. It's up north, near the mountains that led to the glory fields. Plus, there's no boat this time, so we'll have to hoof it. Which shouldn't be a problem for you, I'm guessing.
But it would be a problem for
your moose.
I thought you were going to say, but it would be a problem for Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
Oh, har, har, har. Wait up.
What's going on with this crazy voice acting? This is basically what we do.
This is the stream. We do it twice a month, usually.
Yep.
And actually, the next one's in 2 weeks, I think. We're fucking all out, because God forbid they actually meet at the end of the month. Anyway.
Hey, it could have been worse. They could have made it next week.
That's exactly what they were going to do. And then someone smart, I guess, got in Tony Khan's ear and was like, no, you gotta give more time than this. What the hell are we doing on this Brink one? Like, we did... We saved the town or whatever. Like, what is he even doing? I mean, I guess we'll never be Luchador anymore, since he's staying home.
Yep, Luchador staying with his family.
Alright, let's go to the... Is there a way to open the map? Oh, wait, there it is. Say goodbye and said, oh, Tropical Dream. All right, that's where we're going. That's the first time. That's the first time. Wait, why isn't my... Oh, okay. I think that was the first time I ever pulled that thing up on the upper right side. So what's going on, people in the chat? How are you all doing, if anyone's in there? What the hell is this? Peril at Quebrada Mine board game?
Let me... get the video.
Well, let's try going here, because this is the direction I have to go, because the exclamation point is to the left and up.
Skip the cat commercial.
Cat Quest.
No, not Cat Quest.
Oh, this stupid thing. Oops. I think I'm going the right way, though, so you may not have to look for it. So what's going on Collision tonight? Let's talk about that, because we got to slow down on the matches, because there's still, like, 2.5 hours left.
Yeah, so Collision, which I told you earlier, was taped.
Yes.
They are having a 6-man tag match where the winning team gets the last spot in the ladder match that we will talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
And that
who's in it?
You want to talk about that match now? We can get that out of it.
Well, I want to talk about the match that's happening tonight.
Happening tonight. Okay. Let me pull it up. And I promise I will not spoil the.
Oh, Bill, look at this. Is this slimy?
I think it is.
A cheap pop, special effects to help you get over. Increases hype by 10. Let's see what this is. Oh, no, that's not slimy. That's
Elephant.
Elephant. Wow. Thanks, Elephant.
Yep, way to go.
Anyway... Whoa, this is the punching there. Water bite.
Okay, so the match to determine the final spot is going to be Top Flight and Leo Rush against Pac, Claudio Castagnoli, and Wheeler Yuta.
Okay. That's an interesting match. Like, you know what I'm mad about? Here's something that's not where it's not a main match, but well, I want to talk about this. I can't believe they're not doing Jarrett versus Hangman in a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
It's literally one of the stories that have probably been built the longest at this point for them.
And it's been built really good.
Yes. Jarrett deserves a Wembley moment.
Well, there is a match that he could
No, I mean
be.
A solo Wembley moment.
I
There's
know.
Going to be the casino gauntlet thing.
I know. Okay, why is Brink gray?
I'm cursed or something. I got hit by with a status effect. But it doesn't really, not really affect me, so I'm not really worrying about it right now. Ew, what was that?
I missed it.
Ouch. There we go. These guys, oh, I hope they both go up a level, because I need to kill them otherwise. The only reason I said I hope both of them do is because when you go up a level, you automatically get healed. It goes to 100%.
And Stag is very close.
He is very close. Look, Brink. He gets the back road rash now.
I had a road rash. My dad, he gave it to me. It was very painful.
Was it in the dungeon? Were you being stretched?
Yeah, it was really bad. I had it for like 3 months, and Child Protective Services came, took me away.
Wow. That's rough, that's rough, Brink.
And then when I came back, my dad had a bear in the yard.
The goddamn wrestling bear. All right, what else can fucking this guy do again? Let's see. Cheap popped in, will do anything.
A rest hole.
Heals use. Oh, actually, that's very good. Because Stag needs to be healed. I can only do it for Brink, apparently. It's not letting me go down. All right, we'll cancel that then, because Brink's all the way healed. All right, so other than that, what that match that we talked about, what else is happening on Collision?
The Conglomeration is facing Undisputed Kingdom.
Who's the Conglomeration again?
It's Orange Cassidy, Jay Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Tomohiro Ishii. It is such a fun group. It really is. Like, this is, like, some of the most entertaining stuff I've ever seen Mark Briscoe in.
I'm still mad that he didn't turn at Blood and Guts. I think he should have turned. Uh-oh, what's with the bubble?
Fucking bubble!
Why did you see, like, when I got hit, it said never forgets with the elephant?
Oh.
I don't know what that means. We should take care of this guy. Boom. What time is it, Bill?
It is 9:35.
All right, so yeah, we've only been on for, what, 45 minutes. So, yeah, we're going a bit fast here on the match. Because mm-hmm. if there are 10, we'll try to average, I guess, I don't know, like 3 an hour. And then,
yeah. So let me see. How many have we already done?
We've done 2.
Okay, so we've done our 3.
Oh, we've done our 3.
Counting the pre-show.
Okay. Well, why don't you give me some industry news then? Because I haven't really talked to you about anything going on wrestling related in the news. It could be WWE, AEW, TNA, and what we could talk about that for a little until we get to our next match.
All right. Well, let me think. Oh, I know this is going to piss you off, but I have to mention it anyway.
Sure, go ahead. Time to piss me off. Go ahead.
Ronda Rousey finally apologized yesterday about the whole Sandy Hook conspiracy that she had believed in for the last 10+ years.
I was going to say, that's a long apology well overdue, I think.
Yeah, it has.
Wait, why would this get me mad? Or is it fake? Is it like, oh, I wanted to apologize? Not.
No, it's real. I just thought you weren't around the Rousey.
I'm not, but I mean, she did. It's the right thing to do.
It is. Well, all right, so there was
I was on my guard there, Bill, and you're like, oh, no, she just apologized.
Saying stupid shit. All right, so next week, and I just remembered this, since you mentioned it again. This week we can talk about TNA briefly.
Yeah, sure.
So they have their next pay-per-view on a streaming service. Their streaming service.
Okay.
Now, their main event, actually, you could also watch it on Thriller if you wanted to.
Was Thriller the new hot place to watch pro wrestling events?
It was Fight TV.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they just got a different name. Yeah. So their main event...
You know what? Hold on. I have to kind of chime in on something with that.
Yeah.
That's a stupid rebrand. You know why? Because when I think of Thriller, I think, like, horror movies. When I think of Fight...
It's not Thriller, it's Triller. There's no H in there.
Spell it for me.
Triller.
Okay. Oh, like, I'm thrilled to be alive. Like, Thriller.
Here, we'll go with that. So, anyway. So, their main event for their next show, next pay-per-view, Nick Nemeth... defends the TNA title against Josh Alexander in a 60-minute Iron Man match.
That sounds interesting. I mean,
it does.
As much as I don't like Nick Nemeth, I mean, I don't know if that's your PlayStation 4. Maybe that's a settings thing. I don't really know too much about that, Rain. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Nick Nemeth fan, but that's. Seems like that would be good.
I know. That actually does sound pretty good.
Wait, it's not for the title?
It is for the title.
Oh, it is for the title. Okay. I didn't hear you say for the title.
Let me find the card.
Let's take a look at what TNA's card is. This is your TNA 10 minutes right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
We should totally make that a segment for future wrestling classes. Your TNA 10 minutes. And it starts with me going, adrenaline rush, adrenaline. No, fuck that. No, not that song, no. This is my destiny. This is the truth I see. In this world I find a way to cross the line. Everybody do it. Everybody do it.
Okay. So, I have the rest of the card that they've put up. They may add more after this, but it doesn't really matter. So, the rest of the card that they have...
Wait a minute. Time out, Bill. Sorry to interrupt you here. Mm-hmm. Is this a different Macho Man statue that we've never seen before?
Ooh.
Let's go and check this out real quick.
Yeah, really?
The Denim Philosopher statue.
Denim and leather. That's how I like it. Yeah.
He may have been a savage in the ring, but Macho Man was also a mental savage. Oh, yeah. What? What does that even mean?
We may want to... Mental savage.
This guy. I like to come here and think about the deep mysteries. Like, is there a turnbuckle so high even Randy Savage couldn't do a flying elbow drop off of it? Probably not. Known for his consummate physical ability, his savage wrestling style, and his thief, gravelly voice, Macho Man Randy Savage is quite possibly the most iconic legend of wrestling. Celebrating 29 title reigns across his 32-year career, Bill, you gotta fact-check that later.
Okay.
29, I mean, not later this stream, but by the time we have to do All Out.
Okay.
Macho Man was not just a celebrated champion, but a long-standing crowd favorite as well. Whether whether cutting exciting promos or delivering incredible and theatrical flying elbow drops, Randy Savage won fans and accolades everywhere he went. Even today, Savage is revered by fans and wrestlers alike. With his story inspiring generation after generation, it is no secret that only someone like Macho Man can make the entire wrestling world stand up and say, "Ooh, yeah!" Very good.
Actually, you know what? While we have a little bit of a break here, I wanted to tell you this the other day.
Are you calling a TNA 10 minutes a break?
Oh, no, I meant from the... No, I meant from the all-in card.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's very brief.
No, go ahead. No, it's fine.
So, Alex, my youngest nephew and mm-hmm. I, we actually, and this started last year, we've connected on watching, like, the most random made Royal Rumble matches on YouTube, and we watch them.
What, like from indie companies?
No. Using, like, WWE 2K23 and 34.
Okay. By the way, look, Super Porky.
Oh, there's a carnival fundraiser tomorrow on my TV with a dunk tank with local wrestler IB Green.
Where do I know Super Porky from?
Wasn't he on WWE once?
I don't know. Twice? I figured you would know. I mean, and why is he blocking the road?
Because he's Super Porky. That's why.
Wait, is the city known as Super Porky? All right. Here he is.
There he is.
All right, hold on, let's finish your story. Go ahead before we go to Super Porky.
So there's a channel, Ricky J Sports, who does like these Royal Rumble matches, and he does them differently. So this new one that we found, it's a ball pit Royal Rumble, and you get thrown, like the design is like pictures of ball pits, and you get thrown out.
Mm.
One of the people that was in that match was Muchacho Man.
Oh my god. Why did I not know about this sooner?
I don't know. And he made it to like the final five.
Wow.
It was pretty fun.
That's really funny.
I mean, it didn't look like our Muchacho Man.
Oh, that's a shame. That it should have. He should have came out saying OC.
I know.
All right. I was going to say, they were laying filter. He's asleep, and he's got a ham.
Seems like a heavy sleep. I wonder if Senor Luchadora's cooking can live up to its name.
Okay. All right, Super Porky. That smell. Delicious. I'm sorry, are we now having a voice acting game?
And that's all we had to do.
My guess is we probably could have ran into him, and then they would have been like, oh, what can we do to move Super Porky? And then we probably would have gone to town and found all the things, and we didn't do it in the right order, it sounds like. That's what it seems like to me.
Okay, so back to TNA.
Yes.
So the rest of the card is a six-woman tag match. Jordynne Grace and Spitfire against Ash by Elegance, Alicia Edwards, and Masha Slamovich.
Okay.
An eight-man tag of the system. That's Moose, Dango, Eddie Edwards, and... Kurt Hawkins, Brian Myers,
mm-hmm.
against the Hardys, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana.
All right.
An Ultimate X match, Zachary Wentz, Hammerstone, Mike Bailey, Jason Hodge, who I've never heard of, Riley Osborne from NXT, and Laredo Kid.
Okay.
Steve Macklin against Eric Young and Kushida versus Kazarian.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty solid card. I don't, there was a couple names I don't know, but the names I did know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Seems like that'll be. Nothing's like. nothing's amazing about it, but...
No,
but
no.
It's like, if it's, you know... Like, if I went to visit someone and they had it on, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'll turn that off. We've got other things to watch. I'd be like, yeah, keep that on for a bit. Let's play some games and watch this in the background. All right. El Hijo de la L.A. Park. I guess I'll be him.
Yeah.
Hey, watch it, idiota. Or L.A. I want to be L.A. Park Jr., I guess.
Sure. C, you should control your perro.
I call him a dog.
Uh-oh.
Perro?
Ah, look, hermano, a talking dog.
JJJ, he should get the leash for that thing. Hey.
That's all Stag's got.
Are you guys for real? What kind of dog has antlers?
Is that really the point, Brink? Hey, Porcelain, you can't even begin to understand what kind of dogs we have here, okay?
Huh? Porcelain?
Oh, he means you look so weak and frail, like a porcelain doll. Hehe.
What a bunch of bullies. Are we just gonna let them...
It's not worth it, eh? Just forget it.
So, it's still telling me to go this way. Oh, by the way, is Brink the one that has that damn slimy? No, he's not even here. No,
it's the Macho Man.
Alright, because we gotta...
Oh, don't forget to save!
Good job. Like I said, everyone tell me when to save, because I'm going to forget. What's going on over there? Something I don't want to look at right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're not quite ready for that.
I'd like to find a store. I haven't been to a store in a while. And to buy some more duct tape or whatever I need. Oh, I mean, that isn't even the main quest. I gotta go this way anyway.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with L.A. Park's kids.
Yeah, Tropical Dream. I mean, this does look very nice. Like, I wouldn't mind vacationing here for a little bit. Speaking of vacationing in the hot, I'm very upset that the temperature has gone down in our area in the last, like, 4 days.
It's almost been fall weather.
It's basically fall weather right now, and I'm not appreciating it.
Right. Oh.
Okay, we're here. Are you ready for it?
The game does not save automatically. It is probably the worst part of the game. We have lost progress before by not saving, so I'm trying to get Bill or anyone in the chat to remind me about every 15 minutes to 30 minutes to save. Ready for what?
Never mind. They're here. Just keep up.
Excuse me.
What the?
What the click is going on? The click...
C-L-I-C-K.
I'll do it. No more preschool games, honest bucks. Time for some real education. Okay, Dean Douglas.
Dean Douglas!
Dodge, you hoser!
The first lesson is all about trigonometry. What angle do I need for a headshot?
Oh, God.
Oh my goodness! Run, Brink, run! How about some biology? Who wants to dissect a moose? Oh! Let that be a lesson, Brink. Get in line, shut your mouth, and follow what the teacher says. Otherwise, you'll get a spanking. What the hell just happened there? Did we know that guy? Do you remember him at all?
Yeah, we fought him one time.
Did we? All right. Mm-hmm. Great segment. That was a segment, Bill. FYI.
That was a segment.
Great segment, guys.
I just spoke with Elephant. The camera crew caught it all. They're airing the promo now.
Wow, Stag. You really sold it out there. Yeah, it looked like you had no idea what was going on. Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys. Alright, let's see you guys in the ring for the night battle. Just come back here when you're ready.
This rivalry with grad school is really going great for us. Everyone is talking about the Honest Box.
Great. Do you think we should come up with a new tag team maneuver for tonight?
Ah, Stag. You aren't fighting tonight.
What?
You are supposed to be severely injured after Inti delivered that elbow drop from over the railing. You'll be ringside, but incapacitated.
Oh. Trying to grad school's beach house to start the next month?
Next match.
Oh, match. Okay. Who's this
guy? We know who the star of the team is.
Welcome to the Tropical Dream. All right. Very good.
I'm going to get some more water.
Gotta get some more water. Oh, he's going to be so surprised and pumped when he sees who's over here. I'm going to wait for him to come back. Hopefully everyone's doing okay out there. And by the way, here's a special message coming in for the lurkers, because I know that you're out there. Boom. So I might do Crisis Core later. I don't know. I didn't have a good night's sleep. I can see after this game that maybe I will possibly take a nap, and if I feel up to it later, I will, but I'm not going to put any pressure on myself to, like, oh, you got to do Crisis Core today. I'm not going to do that. If anything, it'll be, like, later this week or next week. Thank you. Appreciate it. But, like I said, I can't make any promises. Other than that, we still have a bunch of matches left. We have, like, 7 matches left. And I think we bypassed the... Yeah, we bypass hour number 1, so we're going to probably start talking about other matches in, I don't know, probably like 5 to 10 minutes we'll bring up another match. Where's his water at? Where did you go to the next store to get his water?
Okay, I'm
there
back.
There he is, okay. Look,
I was letting you finish talk.
Oh, okay. Look, I've saved this for you. Starting off his wrestling career as a manager, Diamond Dallas Page would enter the ring and win over the wrestling universe by taking a stand against villainous enemy stables. Well, I mean, he didn't do that all the time, though. I mean, he started out as a bad guy for a good amount of his career, I would say, actually.
Yeah, he did.
In the ring, DDP was feared for his infamous and versatile Diamond Cutter finisher. All right, Rain, have fun. If you can come back here, great. If not, have a good stream. Today, DDP helps his brothers-in-arms find comfort for their war-battled bodies that they sacrifice for the sport we love by utilizing his own brand of yoga. I feel like you're someone that might have tried DDP yoga and did not like it for some reason.
I thought about using it, but I never did.
Wait, what's this?
Someone else is needed here.
I can't talk to this person as Brink, apparently. That's weird. Wait, who's this? That looks like a different Spike model.
Is that Alice Cooper?
That's Adi Shankar, which to me makes it sound like that's a real person.
Yeah, it does.
Look it up. Look up Adi, A-D-I Shankar.
Okay.
Pro wrestling is a serious art form. I'm glad it's appreciated here.
Yep, it's a real person.
What do they do?
He is an American film producer.
Okay.
He has produced film and TV. And okay, so do you want to know the movies he's done?
Yes, I want to. I mean, it sounds like he might be doing a like Mouse Trap or whatever.
Okay. He has produced Main Street, Machine Gun Preacher, The Gray, Dread, Killing Them Softly.
Was that Killing Me Softly with his tongue?
Gangs of Wessapur, Broken City, Lone Survivor, The Voices, A Walk Among the Tombstones, and Bodied.
I've not heard of any of them.
Let's see.
I'm gonna look for a store while you tell me
apparently,
about this person.
He apparently appeared.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead. Where do you apparently appear at?
Oh, okay. In April 2018, Shankar started a script contest which he hoped would encourage people to rewrite the Simpsons character Apu Nahasapima Petalon.
Oh, I think I might have heard of him then.
That takes the character of Apu and in a clever way subverts him, pivots him, intelligently writes him out, or evolves him. He stated that in the event that the show's producers will not take on the winning script, he would produce and distribute the episode as part of his bootleg universe fan films. On October 26, 2018, Shankar leaked during an interview with IndieWire that Apu was going to be written out of the show, stating that he got the information from two people who work for The Simpsons and a third source who works directly with creator Matt Groening. A representative for the show at Fox responded saying, Apu appeared in the October 14th, 2018 episode, My Way or the Highway to Heaven. In the episode, Apu makes an appearance as one of dozens of characters gathered around God in heaven. On October 28th, Simpsons executive producer and showrunner Al Jean responded on Twitter by saying, Adi Shankar is not a producer on The Simpsons. I wish him the best, but he does not speak for the show. The character was absent from the show for 2 years, and on January 17th, 2020, Hank Azaria announced he was stepping down from the role of Apu permanently. Shankar has stated that he was against the cancellation of the character. Silencing Apu is a step sideways. It doesn't undo the damage, address the damage, or benefit the show's creativity. It just removes another brown face from TV.
I did not expect to be talking about The Simpsons during this stream at any point.
Yeah, me either.
Alright, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go here. Oh wait, no, I'm supposed to talk to this guys in here.
Right.
Alright, see you later, Rain.
Bye, Rain.
Let's see. Are you ready? That's why I wanted to go. I want to make sure I healed. Because items. I don't got what? This is why I need a thing and a store because I only have one duct tape left.
You have four.
I'm sorry, four. But I'm gonna have three left. I mean, I don't have a lot, Bill. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know. I got what you're.
All right, let's just do this and see if it works. Ready to roll, sir.
Yep.
Okay, Eddie, time for a roll call. Please raise your hand when we call your name. Let's see. 5,000 inbred beach bums. Yep, they're here. How about a bunch of fake bricks, plastic surgery, baby dolls? So, yes, I see them too. Who else? Let's see. Ah, the Honest Bucks. Anyone see the Honest Bucks? Bucks. Must be the Bucks' day off. Oh, wait. There's one over there. But I don't think he can raise his hand. Ha, ha, ha. Looks like the Honest Bucks will be doing some Saturday detention. rapidly press the button. Oh, is that security? Is that what that was? I mean, I guess that's true. Yeah, they're pawns. Right. No, you gotta blink.
Get back in here and fight me, you spineless cowards!
Oh, look, Indy. He's using two-syllable words. He must have bought a dictionary. I wonder if he can define this term from our next lesson. What's that, Inti? Mercy kill. Ha ha ha. Wait.
No. Oh, no. Stag.
Oh my god. He got impaled.
Oh wait, X. Careful, careful, Brink. Or didn't they teach you about hostage situations in homeschool?
Wow, this got rather dark.
Yeah. What are they gonna do to, the stag? Look at him, he's all messed up. We told you, honest bucks, once already, do not question your teachers. Oh no!
Oh no!
I mean, come on, you're not even performing for the fans now at this point. You've gone a totally different direction. That's it. Stag's dead. No more stag. All right, folks, you might hear something in the background. I think one of the neighbors started something. So if you hear something in the background, my apologies. But there isn't anything I can do about that, unfortunately. All right. So this is the infamous Malibu Heights. Oh, wait. Are they in the same location finally?
Must be getting close.
No, wait. I don't know. This is the famous Malibu Heights. Que espectacular.
Sand, if you ask me.
Really? I thought we agreed to take a walk on the beach together. Hey. That's Muchacho Man. The guy with the big head's really pumped about this.
I know.
See, it is I, the Spice himself. You were incredible in Junglaji.
And the way you took out the brooder in Boxwood? Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were right there.
Brother.
Well, little brothers, little sisters, if you're going to get beaten by someone, it must as well be by the best dude.
Can you tell us more about how you beat the bad boy? Did he really have to shave his whole body?
Yeah. Did you tell him to get fleeced? That would be so funny if you said that. Did you say it?
Hey, would you sign this?
Sure, I... How could they find me?
Are you here for a match? Are you going to participate in the mall brawl? See ya. See, I am looking forward to a shopping and winning spree.
Ah.
Going somewhere, Rad?
Ah, who's Rad? I don't remember. I guess I'll be Rad. Heh. Look, you're not my mom, or my chaperone, or even my species. Did you see this town? A fish like me could make some serious coin in a playset like this. I'll be around. Besides, you don't have me on the hook for anything. See you later, Doc. Spice like this comes from another time, another place, another dimension. Oh, see. You certainly seem out of this world to me, Muchacho.
That's Muchacho Man to you,
You can say that again.
Just who do you think you are?
Dr. Jones, it's okay. She's obviously a big fan. An unsigned wrestler so spiky that he is changing the game on the Helfin himself? Who wouldn't be a fan? If you guys need a place to stay while in Malibu Heights, come find me in the center of town.
I'd rather sleep on the beach.
Even with all the sand?
Shut up.
Alright, we move forward, and I think we're going to talk about our next match.
Alright.
Let's see this sign. Alright, where is this? So, the center of town... Oh, so I should go to the mall, because that's where the store is. I would think.
Next match is for the TBS title, Mercedes Moné, the champion, against Dr. Britt Baker.
All right, your thoughts.
Again, I like the addition of Camille to Moné. I think it actually helps Monet's character. I just wish Moné would stop smiling at times when she doesn't need to smile.
Ugh, yeah.
She's almost got Kamala Harris syndrome there. This should be a good match, but I think Monet's going to win. She's going to keep the belt. She's had it for like 2 months. So.
Yeah. This is going to be my bathroom bake for sure. Or my upload videos or whatever the frick I'm going to do. Because at some point, for all the AEW shows, as much as I like that they try to give you your bang for your buck, because, you know, everyone complains, and I'm in that group too sometimes, where I'm like, oh, they have too many matches. But you know what? When I pay $50 or whatever it is, I'm kind of like, no, I'm okay with them giving me more matches because I spent money on this.
And the size of this card is actually good. It's a perfect number. They don't need to add any more.
Yeah.
Either on the pre-show. I think the main show is set. I think the 9 is what we're going to get.
I think so, too. So with that in mind, I usually will think of like 2 matches where I'm like, I don't really care about these two. And I'll do whatever, whether it's bathroom, snack, or chick, social. You know what I'm saying. This is one of them, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is like the other women's match is on the complete opposite way. But this one, I don't care. I don't know. It just seems, I don't know how to say this, not manufactured. I don't think that's the word, but very like, no, this is what we need you to care about, and kind of forcing it as a thing. Whereas the other women's match, I don't feel that way at all. I think that all came very naturally and very, very good.
Yeah.
I get this is. I originally went through the first 2 lines of this, but clearly this is a story thing. I thought maybe it was just like just an NPC. But so
okay.
You gotta read this.
Oh.
Hey Jake, maybe he can help us. He looks pretty tough, lady. You've never experienced toughness like the Spice himself. So what's the trouble? Dinosaur Topiary needs suplexed, cage matched with the rabid bear that Bill mentioned earlier? Actually, it's
zombies?
Must be Walking Dead. Theme. Actually, it's zombies. We had a little weird science experiment go wrong. It wouldn't have been a problem if we had all the soda we needed. Maybe you shouldn't have chugged it all.
Soda?
Hey, science makes you thirsty. That's just a fact, okay? What does soda have to do with zombies, just like Bill just mentioned?
Thank you, muchacho man.
The flavor, or maybe the chemicals, dissolves them. It was a fail-safe feature, in case they got out of hand, but we ran out of soda, and then they ran out of the house. So we set up here to stop them from leaving. We can't let zombies eat our neighbors, can we? Is that what this is supposed to be a reference to? The game Zombies Ate My Neighbors? Because now that I'm thinking about it, that is kind of like a gun in Zombies Ate My Neighbor. If you could collect some soda and clear out the hedge maze, you'd be a hero.
Nero, say no more. The spice himself is going on a soda spree.
Great. We made 9 of the creatures, so you'll need at least a couple 6-packs. Or, you know, more, if you find a good flavor. Lawn of the Dead. Oh, wow, look at all those question marks. And this isn't what we're even supposed to do, because that's not the exclamation point.
Lawn of the Dead.
So we both have Mercedes on this one, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got Mercedes.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Fight.
Here we go.
Wow, this game's already outdated because it's not Fight anymore. I don't know. It's just, this is just one of those match sims. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I don't care about Mercedes Moné in general, for sure. Because I do like Britt Baker in the right matches, I guess you would say. Oh, there he is!
Slimy!
What's going on here? Right, cool story, I guess. I'll be Miguel.
Okay.
No, do you want to be Miguel?
Oh, no, because I'm the other character.
Okay, fine.
Didn't you three get the picture? You can't beat us in a fight. Or should my partner and I give you another music lesson,
no,
dude?
It's the stupid mariachi band that I had trouble with earlier in the game. And actually, they whipped me a bunch of times before we actually won that.
Yeah.
You remember them, right? They kept coming back to fucking life.
Yep.
How about a different subject, Kumbilla? How about a history lesson?
You don't have to bring that up, brother. I think all about it all the time, dude.
I'm sure you do. But maybe it's a lesson your friend need to hear. Your friends need to hear.
No! No, dude. You can't. What do you want, man?
A win over you. The money.
I don't have it, brother.
That's why we have a backup plan. Sabotage your partner's fight. We will bet against him, and your debt will be repaid. Everyone wins. Except for Muchacho Man, of course.
I can't do that, man.
You will. Order your Nuevo Familia will learn the truth about their Bruter.
What?
Your new family will learn the trouble. Go ahead.
Guess you could suplex an enemy, you could suplex a train, but you can't suplex the past, man.
Well, there you go. There's your life lesson for today. where's my notepad? I'm gonna write that down. Maybe I'll clip that later.
That is a quote of life.
Quote of life.
You can suplex a trade. You can suplex an enemy, but you can't suplex the past.
All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh gosh. That's too good. That is too good. That should be on t-shirts every... Why didn't they sell that on ProWrestlingTees.com? They really should have.
Alright, I'm back. Alright, let me save. And also make this... Oh my god, Machachum is almost dead.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Well, actually, if you want to be smart, you could give him the HP and then save.
That is true. Yeah, let's do that. Oh, I think I got a new one, too. Like, I feel like I was down to 4 at one point, and now I have 6. Or now I have 5, theoretically.
Right.
Why do I have so many slam shakes? With 28 of them. Alright, now I'll save. Let's save over here. Okay. Let's continue forward. We'll learn about the Brooder's secret, I suppose.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Happy city, somewhere.
We need Toy Box Jimmy for this. So a Muchacho Man can't talk to cars, but Toy Box Jimmy can.
Okay. Yeah, basically.
Who's this?
It's Jeff Hardy.
I mean, this does look like a real, again, a real person. You want to look this one up? See if this is a real
Vinny Glamrock.
I'll read for Vinny while you look him up. I ain't looking for nothing but a good time. I've been down the main drag of Malibu Heights, and it has nothing on the Sunset Strip. Of course, there's no place better than Paradise City. It's not about the girls. This is okay. This is a
wait a minute,
like a rock star parody, because he just said the other line, and now he's saying it's not about the girls, like girls either. Whether you're there in the still of the night, another song, or in the Rock of Ages arena surrounded by 10,000 screaming fans, you get the sense that everyone is there, chasing their dreams, living on a prayer.
Okay, so he is a real wrestler.
Oh, okay.
He is the retro wrestling rock star. Mm.
Where is he perform?
Well, let's see. He is in the Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well, there was one.
And he recently appeared on the East Coast for ECWA's Night of Legends.
Bill.
As Vince Goodnight.
Would Vinny Glamrock, do you think that he was the first inductee in the whatever state it was Hall of Fame? What's the
name? Nebraska.
What else does he have?
Glamrock.app/WrestleQuest.
Lamrock? Isn't that the lamb that you do the voice for?
No, Glam.
Oh, Glamrock.
Glamrock.app/WrestleQuest.
Alright, does that actually lead to anything, or does it lead to the rest of the store where you could buy WrestleQuest?
I don't know.
You're afraid to click on it, aren't you?
It's not doing... Oh, okay. So, so it's his homepage, or his website, and it just talks about him being in the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we look up the, whatever state it was, Hall of Fame?
Nebraska Pro Wrestling.
The Nebraska one, yeah.
Yes.
I need to know what the qualifications are for this whole thing. Can you imagine, like, you just need to be in Nebraska at some point in your life? Hey, to be fair, that's more qualifications than the WWE Hall of Fame.
That is very true.
I wouldn't make the Nebraska Hall of Fame.
Okay. The Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. It has a website, folks.
Great.
Our all-volunteer organization exists for the sole purpose of honoring those that achieved greatness while representing the state of Nebraska.
I can't believe this exists.
They do have a PayPal and Cash App if you want to donate. Oh, God. We have multiple classes.
All right, wait, let me guess how many years this dates back.
Okay.
I'm going to guess, and you got to tell me it's higher or lower. I'm going to guess 6 years.
You are right on the button.
Oh, okay, cool.
2018 is the first year. Mm-hmm. That class consists... This is the inaugural class.
I'm excited. All right, let's go. As the kids would say, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Mad Dog Vachon.
Okay.
Maury Swanger, the owner of Omaha Wrestling Association. Mm-hmm. Barrett Vodrashki. Oh, I'm going to save this one for the end. Austin Storm. Sounds like an independent wrestler in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Vern Gagne. Joe Dusek. And Mantar.
Wow. What a class. What an opening class.
Well, it did say representing the state of Nebraska. Yes. So.
Oh, so there's no voting committee, there's no qualifications?
Let me. Well, I guess the qualification is representing the state of Nebraska.
Okay.
So
as Vinny Glamour did. So who was the latest class? The last one that they did, and when was it?
Okay. So the latest class is this year.
Did it happen already, or is it going to happen?
It looks like it may have already happened.
Okay.
So we have Hype Gotti, mm-hmm. probably an independent wrestler. Gary Albright.
All right.
Farmer Burns.
Ooh, Farmer Burns.
Bearcat Wright. Who else? Come on.
Vinny Glamrock.
No, he was 2023.
Oh.
Zach James. Rudy Diamond. And in the specialty wing...
Why is there a specialty wing?
The Pershing Municipal Auditorium.
Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
A building was inducted into their Hall of Fame.
Hey, specialty. It is a specialty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just like celebrity wing. It's a celebrity wing. It's specialty Hall of Fame. Nebraska Hall of Fame.
Hey, it at least has better qualifications than the WWE Hall of Fame.
I mean, it probably does. Hey, so one last question, then we'll move on.
They actually have a match that's in the specialty wing.
You know, in all reality, we probably are just a step away from WWE fucking inducting matches. We probably are. But no, here's my question. Does Vinny Glamrock have social media?
He does.
What does he have?
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. So on Instagram, he is Vinny.
I'm looking him up right now.
Vinny Lee Glamrock.
That's all one word, no.
It's all one word.
Vinny Lee Glamrock. Oh, yeah, there he is.
And on Twitter, he is just Vinny Glamrock.
All right, well, I'm going to just. So here's. Because we spent so much time on this. Is there any way that we could send Vinny Glamrock a message? I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe later. Maybe we'll do it later, but... Vinny Glamrock, if you'd like to chime in on All Out in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yes. So, the match... I want to mention this real quick, and
sure,
then we're going to move on.
Okay.
The match that got inducted... that is in the specialty wing
mm-hmm.
of the Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. Rocky Maivia versus Owen Hart for the Intercontinental title.
Wow!
The match where Owen wins the Intercontinental title.
So wait, because it was held in Nebraska.
Yep.
God. Okay. Well, obviously I know the answer for one of them, but did the other part just make the induction ceremony?
I highly doubt it.
That'd be really funny if he did, though. If Dwayne was like, "All right, I gotta go to this thing. I was inducted
In Nebraska? Yeah.
Like, someone's like, oh, you have a movie role coming up? And he goes, whoa. And then says about the Nebraska Hall of Fame.
I'm in the middle of fucking Nebraska.
God, I want to go in Nebraska so I can qualify for the Nebraska Hall of Fame now. Oh man, I can almost hear the power cores and power bombs now. I've got to get to Paradise City. Okay. Bye, Vinny. We spent way more time than we thought we were going to with you.
Oh, okay. So there isn't a physical museum, but they have a traveling display.
What's that mean?
Like, they go to different areas in Nebraska and, like, they display their Hall of Fame.
Okay. Oh, so it's like a Mr. Softy before Hall of Fames?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Where the hell am I going, by the way? No, because look, it says go up here. I just talked to this guy, and he doesn't say anything.
Who's in the Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame?
No, this guy isn't. This guy's not good enough to be in the Nebraska Hall of Fame. Bobley. What kind of name is Bobley?
Bobley.
Not, I'll tell you what kind of name. Not Nebraska Hall of Fame worthy. That's the kind of name.
I think we have just given more publicity to the Nebraska Hall of Fame than any other podcast in history.
Well, no, then you're going to start talking about the Nebraska Hall of Fame on your show.
I'm going to probably forget in a year.
You should start, whenever the next induction ceremony is, you should, like, have a poll or something, or, like, you and your co-host, just how, like, you do with the fucking WWE Hall of Fame. Who's going to be in the Hall of Fame? You're going to be like, no, who's going to be in the Nebraska Hall of Fame?
And I'll be like, what the fuck?
You probably doesn't what can't I think of your co-host's name now? I'm like
Fro?
Fro, yeah. Fro probably doesn't even know what Nebraska is. Because he doesn't live in the United States.
Right, I don't think he even knows where Nebraska is.
Like, because what's Nebraska even known for outside of the Nebraska Hall of Fame for wrestling?
Corn.
Is it known for corn?
Well, they're football team is called the Corn Huskers.
Okay, I've heard of that. I don't know. I think that Fro should come to the United States specifically to visit Nebraska.
Yeah, actually, I'll be talking with him tomorrow, so maybe I'll suggest that to him.
No, definitely. Just be like, look, we learned something today on our WrestleQuest stream. Kate, our house is the jewel of the street. That's not helpful to me. I'm going to take your Malibu sandals and leave.
Oh, I bet we got to go in these houses and try to find the sodas.
No, the sodas are with the zombies. That's completely different. I think. I'm definitely missing something here. Where's that map? Oh, wait. Maybe it's on this street. What the hell are you? Blake, after long years of work, my smart food startup finally took off. I'm living the tangerine dream.
The hell?
He's living the tangerine dream. Oh, these definitely look like real people. Are we about to get into another thing here? Oh, it's Dave!
Yep, and Alvarez.
Meltzer, what do you gotta say? Some people want to see a 5-star match as if their lives depended on it. Can you imagine what goes into making the mall brawl? That's a lot of planning. Honestly, I'm more excited about the Regal Rumble than anything PAW is doing right now. Alright, guys.
Thank you.
What was... How many stars did my last match get? Is that the wrestling bear?
That looks freaky as hell.
It looks like an enemy. Right, well. Theo. I came down from Pondfork to check out some poor wrestling. I hear the Mall Brawl is going to be quite the event. Wow. Why are they just hanging out over there like that? Dave and his crew.
Do we want to go to the next match?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's freaking slimy.
Wow! Look at the Dolph and Decker.
I thought Slimy had more of a, my name's Slimy.
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at the Dulcet Decorum Zest here. This beats the slime out of the swamp. Looks rather uppity to me.
Ha! Beats the gym too, right, Brooder? Hey, where's the Brooder?
He did say that he was only taking us as far as Malibu Heights, right? He must have wandered off to avoid any difficult goodbyes.
In any event, you're welcome to stay here while you are in town for the Mall Brawl. Is that really why you are here, though? Or are you here for the elephant?
Oh, see, lady, I want to blow his tusk off with my spice. That pachyderm must be brought to justice for the crimes against wrestling.
I thought so. In that case, you'll never win. Not without my help.
What the?
What do you mean?
You've been fighting the elephant already, outside of the ring. It's smart. But two can play at that game. The elephant is going to sabotage the Mall Brawl.
How could you know this?
And why should we trust you?
Because I need you. I had an informant inside the elephant's organization. He was reporting on the plans for the Mall Brawl. But then he went silent. I think they dumped him out on the Beachwalk expansion set. You help me find him, and I'll make sure you can win the Mall Brawl.
Deal! Deal, Dama!
I still don't think we can trust her.
No problem. I'll come with you. I know how to manage a fight.
Nolo contendere from this lizard. I can use a chance to shed my skin.
Doing what? You've done nothing this whole game.
But...
Excellent. Let's go. Alright, let's get the next match up there unless there's more dialogue.
Doesn't look like it. Right. Okay. Oh.
Yep, no, go ahead.
So the next...
Yeah, what's the next
The match? Next match is the Casino Gauntlets.
Okay.
So, I have, from the Wikipedia page, as of this recording, some of the participants, we don't know all of them because they will probably be surprises.
Right.
So, Orange Cassidy is starting at number one because he earned the right to be number one.
Okay.
The other competitors...
Say that again.
Okay, so there was a match on Dynamite a few weeks ago. Whoever won the match would enter at number one. It's not the Royal Rumble where you have to be eliminated. It's the first fall wins.
Oh, that's... I did not know that. Okay.
And the match can end at any time. So you may not get all 21 people.
Well, yeah, that's what confused me, because I was like, he won the right to be the first one, and I'm like, wait, that's bad. Why would you want to win that right? But now it makes more sense, because theoretically, he can end the match within the first 5 minutes. It won't happen like that, exactly. But he could be.
Exactly. So the other participants announced include Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Hangman Adam Page, Evil Uno, and Roderick Strong.
Okay.
And like I said, there is probably going to be more. There'll probably be some surprises.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. What do you think is going to happen here?
Okay, so it is pretty well known Ricochet is in London.
Ugh.
He is there. I believe he has signed with AEW. I want Hangman to win because I love this character of him just going downhill, so obsessed with Swerve and the world title that he's, like, losing control of everything.
Right.
And I would like for him to win, but I think it's going to be Ricochet. I think Ricochet is going to win this match.
That would really dampen my spirits, for sure.
Oh, and by the way, the winner gets a future world title shot.
I mean, that part definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think Hangman's gonna win. I think this will be another Jarrett situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess if they're not gonna do it here, then maybe they'll do it at All Out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because you can build it up from there, and you've already had the build. Like, that's really what he should be thinking, meaning Tony Khan, when he's doing these two events, because you're going to have a similar situation next year where the two events are so close to each other, not everything needs to be on the main All-In card. Have your other feuds on the All-Out card.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to do chemistry. I want to do chemistry class. I don't, as far as surprise entries, yeah, I could see fucking Ricochet being in the thing. You know who I wouldn't mind seeing as a comeback that would be a welcome comeback? But I don't know if he's, I don't know what his status is. You could probably tell me. John Moxley.
All I know is he's on vacation. Like, he's been promised, like, this break for so long, and he's finally now getting it. I wouldn't be upset if he came back.
Yeah, that would be a welcome surprise to me, unlike Ricochet.
I'd be fine with that. Although somebody, in a video I saw the other day, and I know it's not going to happen.
Sure,
just have to tell you. What if Shane McMahon makes his debut?
You know what? I'm still on the fence on how it would even feel if that even happens. Like, I actually don't know, because I get it, it's historical, but also, like, long-term-wise, is that the right way to go?
Right.
Oh!
Yeah, I have no idea how that would...
No, I just remembered that I want to try to use Slimy.
Felix... Maybe with Muchacho?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. So I'm going to let Barbe heal herself. All right, let's see. No, see? And he's not on the bottom thing, either. I don't get what the purpose of Slimy is, and he keeps going up levels for no reason.
Right.
So Orange is first. I have a feeling... Honestly, I have a feeling Mark Briscoe is going to be second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have her as a manager now, apparently.
Okay. Val A.
I mean, maybe she'll do just as much as Slimy. All right, what we got for the next match?
All right, let me take a look at the list here.
Maybe we have five more left?
Yeah, five more. Let me put this in.
Let me check my my equipment here.
Okay, so our next match is the FTW title, Chris Jericho versus Hook. If Hook loses this match, he does not get another title shot as long as Jericho is the champion. Hmm. That's the stipulation to that match.
Okay.
Oh, and it has been confirmed Fozzy is performing at the show.
Oh, I'm sure that'll thrill everybody. For all the people that love that Chris Jericho's on every week. So what are your thoughts on the match and the Fozzy performance?
Okay. As far as the match goes, I think this is going to be a good match. I I really think Taz is going to get involved in this match. Mm-hmm. I really want to see him get involved in this. As far as the performance goes, I don't really care about it. It's kind of like last year when he performed before his match with Ospreay.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. He did perform before.
But the knowing that the band is performing pretty much convinces me Hook is winning this match.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Which I guess he should, but the only problem is how do you feel about this, the Chris Jericho current incarnation? Because I'm not a fan of the friggin' whatever he's called, the learning tree.
The learning tree.
Oh, it's kind of like, eh, alright, whatever.
He could have done this gimmick without creating another group, actually. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yikes, looks like they really did a number on Ken.
You brought us here to... my friend...
Don't be so stereotypical, Barbe. No, he's the informant.
Ugh. My joints feel like hard plastic. Valet, is that you? Who's the posse?
This is Muchacho Man, the toy room's next big face.
Aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, that's right. Muchacho Man's manager is waiting for us back at my place. Come on, let's go. You can fill us all in on what happened. Welcome to Malibu.
Oh, Barbe. What would we do without you?
Why?
No.
You know what, though? I saved before that. I think.
Yes, you did.
Wow, how good am I? Oh, you know what? I take it back. This is the worst thing about the game. That it's because this is not the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four more matches now.
Right.
So we have. Let's. And we only have another hour, so let's gonna bang them out right now. Let's go one after the other, not like real quick, but.
Right.
We don't. We don't have to space them out anymore.
Right. All right. So,
like I said, thank God I saved.
I think you saved it in the second one. Yeah, slot two.
Slot two or slot? We'll find
out. No, slot two.
I'm gonna have to restart it again.
Alright, while you're doing that, next match is a three-way dance for the tag team titles.
No, this is right, by the way.
The Young Bucks. The Young Bucks, FTR, and the Acclaimed.
Yeah, I'll go first with this one. This, all right. I am so disappointed in this. Mostly because it's, to me, an indicator of how far fallen AEW's tag team division has. Not yeah. because the teams that are in it, because these are great teams. The problem is they're the only teams, it seems like, mm-hmm. that really matters, and that's why it's a like, I feel as if the Acclaimed, if they hadn't done the Young Bucks versus FTR last year, they would have just had Young Bucks versus FTR, because the only thing the Acclaimed's there is because, so it's not the same match again.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing that disappoints me with this match, as we're about to pass the River Six,
yep.
and we'll hear Come Sail Away. They had them, in my mind, they had the match set when the Acclaimed won that Eliminator match.
That's right. I forgot about that.
But they end up doing the match on Dynamite, and then FTR gets involved. and it costs Acclaimed the match. And my initial thought was, that was their opportunity. That's it. It's gone. They're not going to be on this show. But because they had another match with FTR and it went to a draw, and I think they decided, okay, well, it went to a draw, nobody won, you both get the title shot. That it gets made into a three-way. When the match should have just been Bucks and the Acclaimed. FTR does not need to be in this match. But yet, they're going to be in this match. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad match. I think it's going to be a good match. But we know the Bucks are going to win this match. Unless they surprise us and have maybe Acclaim win the belts off FTR.
Yeah. I have a feeling...
I think it's going to be the Bucks.
I have a feeling... I actually think there might be new champions here, only because then that way they can do a quick turnaround and have something ready for 2 weeks from now. See, this is the problem with having two events so close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully these enemies are easy, because we've been in this area before. Oh, yeah.
Are we even supposed to be in this area?
Yes, because the arrow's pointing over. You'll see.
Like, and when we get to the women's title match in a little bit, like, that has improved so much in, like, a year's time. It's amazing.
I'm going to try and ride or die. Wow, that was a pretty good attack, actually. No, don't put your defense up. Ouch! What's this, a smoke bomb? Maybe.
And actually, you know what, while I'm thinking of it...
Yes.
Since we have time.
Yeah, we definitely do. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna win this.
Yeah. Tag team divisions in general have taken a nosedive these last 4-6 months. Because WWE's tag team division has gotten somehow worse than it already was. And I don't know how, or it's so weird. You know?
Right.
Because... Go ahead.
I was going to say, but the difference is, though, that... I mean, yeah, I guess WWE in the past, they've had their points where their tag team division was really good, but that was one of the... The AEW tag team division was probably one of the strongest things that the company had when they first started.
Yes.
So, like, it's a very noticeable decline.
No, you're absolutely right. And then, if you think about WWE, they are teasing right now the New Day possibly breaking up, with Xavier Woods doing it, and I like him, but it just surprises me that, you know, it would be Xavier that would break up the group. And then you have the Austin Theory Grayson Waller team that they're looking to break, and they're going to have Austin Theory as the good guy, who I've never really been a fan of, and I don't see him as babyface material.
Right.
It's like, what's even the point?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, trust me, there's going to be no tear shed from me on the New Day breaking up. None whatsoever. Because I think they're overall, like, they're a reason in the 2010s that you would be embarrassed to be a pro wrestling fan. Like, my God, like, just a lot of cringe stuff. I mean, every time that I even tried to watch it, they would come on and be like, oh, God, no, now I'm remembering why I don't watch this. So, that's not really... That's not... That doesn't bother me particularly, to be honest with you. But what's the deal? Isn't Big E, like, injured for good or something like that, or...
Yeah, he might not ever come back in the ring.
I mean, and it's been a long time, right?
Yeah, he's accepted. Like, if I'm never allowed back in the ring, I'm fine with it. It's been, like, 2 years.
By the way, see, I am going right, because the arrow...
Yeah, you are. And then... I just don't know. It's...
It's not a good time to be a tag team wrestler on the indies, let's say it that much.
No, it's not. Like, I can't honestly think of a promotion or area where it's like, oh my gosh, tag team wrestling is so great right now.
Yeah, I mean, even I'm thinking, does TNA really have that many teams either, or Ring of Honor, or I'm trying to think of the NWA.
The NWA.
Yeah, you realize no one talks about them anymore.
Oh man, what a shame, man.
Did we visit the Safari Rupture Machu statue?
I don't think we have.
Yeah, let's go check that out.
Macho Man loved animals. He would take care of them, even the ones that came from the Safari.
Look at this one. He's on a turtle. Or the ring is a turtle.
And it's John Cena. No, it's not.
Who is this, though? Alright. Known for his consummate physical ability, his savage wrestling style, and deeply gravelly voice, Macho Man Randy Savage is quite possibly the most iconic legend of wrestling.
Leva Bates. Okay, I see Leva Bates.
Oh,
let's see who the other people are.
Oh yeah, let's see who John Cena is. MC Lars. MC Lars, who definitely sounds like a real person.
Looks like Robin Williams.
You know, if wrestling is a lot like Shakespeare and hip hop is a lot like Shakespeare, does that mean wrestling is a lot like hip hop? Cadence, storytelling, spectacle, there's more similarities than you would think.
Yep, if Robin Williams was a wrestler, it's MC.
So here's Leva Bates. Macho Man style is great. Maybe I should theme a cosplay after him. After it. Who's this? Okay, Dryan. Definitely sounds like a real person as well. What a legend. I would have loved to interview Macho Man. So clearly an interviewer.
And then who's the top right?
Paraflow. Macho Man is one of the all-time greats. I bet he would still hold up against today's top stars. Bill, when are you going to show up in this game?
They never asked me. Plus, even if I was asked, they didn't give me the right money.
Wow. Maybe you're the DLC.
Downloadable content.
Like I said, it's just, it saddens to me because, like I said, that's the one thing that made me really geared towards AEW was the tag team division. Now it's, and again, the teams there, those are three good teams. That's not the problem. The problem is that there are no other teams outside.
There are no other teams. And they're about to lose the Lucha Brothers, who's another team.
I mean, they might as well already have lost them once the last time they were on.
Right. And that's another team that really helped that tag team division.
Yeah. I might be lost. But we won't look anything up right now, but maybe in a little bit. What's our next match?
All right. Next match.
We have three left, right? Or two left?
Yes. Three left. Okay, it is a four-way ladder match for the Trios title. The champions, the Patriarchy, Christian Cage, Killswitch, and Nick Wayne, versus the Bang Bang Gang, Juice Robinson and the Guns, the House of Black, and whichever team wins tonight on Collision.
All right. Well, I might as well give the spoiler because we have to talk about it, so.
Okay. So, the team that wins is Pac, Claudio, and Yuta.
Why are they a team again?
Well, let's see. Death Triangle is probably no more now that Lucha Brothers are gone. Moxley's on vacation. Danielson's about to wrestle the biggest match of his career.
All right.
And they probably wanted to use Claudio and Yuta for something. So why don't we just put the three of them together as a random team?
Here's a hot take for you, Bill. I think part of the reason the tag team division's suffering is because of the six-man tag team division.
That's a very good argument.
Because think about if you were able to do, you only had tag team and the non-six-man. You probably could make two or three other teams right from those. Like, you could make Christian Killswitch, you could make...
Nick Wayne and Killswitch.
Well, yes, you
or
could do
Christian
that. Nick Wayne and Killswitch, yeah, because Christian would be the main eventer of the group.
Mm-hmm.
You could have Pac and,
Pac and Claudio. Oh my god. Well, that would be a team.
Well, even just the you could just do Claudio and Yuta too.
Yeah.
In the same group. That's what I'm saying. It's like the six man tag teams are, they've definitely done more harm than good overall. That being said, this should be a great match, but.
Yeah.
It's clear to see, like, alright, you really shot yourself in the foot with tag teams here by having another tag team title.
Mm-hmm.
Not here. What are your thoughts on the match?
I think it's going to be an exciting match. You're going to get a lot of spots, and it's a ladder match. I mean, unless you have like the worst people possible, you cannot botch a ladder match.
Mm-hmm. Have we been to this Jake statue?
I don't think we have.
All right, we'll check it out. No, but this is not the right way anyway. Let's see.
All right, let me get the video.
Yeah, get ready, and I'll read this section while you do that. Jake the Snake Roberts is revered throughout the wrestling world for his psychological tactics during matches. I definitely read this before. His sinister charisma made him an exciting heel and character to follow. Much like his signature python, Jake is hypnotic, intimidating, and powerful. The wrestler used these skills throughout his rivalries with various superstars, many of which were ended with one of Roberts' signature DDTs. And apparently no one wants to visit the Jake the Snake statue because there's nobody here.
Okay, so you have to go to the Rainforest Brainbuster.
Okay. Did you know where that is? Clearly I'm in the right section.
You're really close, actually.
Where the Rainforest, maybe it's just up here?
Yeah.
There it is. All right, great. We did it. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. I don't know why I'm thinking about this right now, but I watched Inside Out 2 yesterday.
Okay.
It was really good. I was actually amazed how good it was.
Was it better than the first?
Yes. Because it definitely went a direction I didn't think it was going to go. And I really liked the direction that it went. And I also watched Mousetrap. Do you know what Mousetrap is?
I don't think I've heard.
Mousetrap is the Steamboat Willie horror film.
No! Oh, God!
But it's not part of the Pooniverse. And I actually did not like the ending of that one, to be honest with you. I was confused.
You know what I was thinking of when you said that?
What?
I was thinking of the movie Mouse Hunt from like 25 years ago.
I think someone else brought up Mousetrap when I told them I was going to watch Mousetrap.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, but it's no Mousetrap.
Well, no.
Oh, and they also, I saw this morning, they released a poster for the Pinocchio horror film. That's part of the Pooniverse.
The Pooniverse.
That's what it's called, Bill. What do you want? Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey actually was better, way better than one, by the way. And you could tell by watching Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, that there's definitely a universe for this because there were more things intertwined in, like, the dialogue and settings than before. Are you excited about the Pooniverse?
I guess I should.
You should be. Agreed. Like Bambi, Pinocchio.
If they do a Bambi horror movie, I could get behind that because he could get revenge for his mother.
It's something like that, but I think there's something about it, someone being zombies too. Like that was the hint that I got out of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey too. So basically, like someone was performing experiments, and that's kind of like you saw pictures of. Like, I don't remember exactly, like, a rabid elephant and a... Like, you know, it was hints for the future movies, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we get to the women's match?
Yes.
Now that we're I've all talked out about the Pooniverse.
Oh, yes. So, Toni Storm defends the AEW women's title against Mariah May.
You go first.
This is in my top three most anticipated matches of the entire show. I have followed this angle from the very beginning. It has been done wonderfully. The heel turn by Mariah May was so out of nowhere. It was fantastic. I think it might be one of the greatest turns I've ever seen in my life.
I agree with that. We talked about that. One of the best women's angles. You forgot to put it in the chat, by the way.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let me put that in the chat. Yep, there we go. Thank you for reminding me, by the way. And then even after the turn, it's just gotten better and better as the weeks have gone on. I am just looking forward to this match.
Who do you got?
And I think Mariah May is going to win the title.
I think so too.
And I kind of go back to the movie All About Eve, which I've talked about in the past.
Yep.
How in the end of the movie, and it's a 70-year-old movie, so I've been told I can tell the end.
Okay.
At the end of the movie, the aspiring actress wins the award at the end. So, in this case, the aspiring wrestler, which is... You're about to fight a barrel of monkeys.
No, I'm not.
Or not.
I'm going to avoid that fight.
Should win the women's title. And I think she is going to win the women's title.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't, I don't think I would be too upset because the feud would have to continue.
Right. So, do you think this is going to be a one-off? Because, I don't know, part of me is like, I wonder if they're going to try to do more than one match with these two.
I think they'd have to do more than one. I can't see it any other way.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Oh, I guess this is not where I'm going, because the exclamation mark is not going in here. Where the hell...
Let's see.
All right, so look, here's where I am. It's saying, oh, here, I can go through the trees. Here's where I'm going. I got it now. All right, folks, we have, I believe, two matches left?
One.
Okay, so we might do this one and then call it a stream. Why don't you check real quick to see if there's been any late-breaking news? Let's All take right. 10 minutes to talk about any kind of news from any promotion, if anything broke in the last 2 hours.
Let's see. Well, there's a All In London celebration today at the Box Park Wembley. It looks like it would have already started.
By the way, when you said Boxwood, or I thought you said Boxwood for a second.
Okay, so it looks like this already happened, so never mind.
Okay.
Set for next week's SmackDown in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade. LA Knight to hold United States Championship Open Challenge.
Okay.
And Meechin versus Nia Jax for the WWE Women's title in a Berlin street fight. Let me check F4W, see if they've got anything.
And then we'll have this dialogue, and then we'll talk about the final match and head on out of here.
Let's see. Two segments have been added to Raw for this Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton will be appearing live on the show. So will Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest. This will feature also Uncle Howdy versus Chad Gable.
Are you excited about that one?
Maybe. Bronson Reed versus Braun Strowman. And the beginning of the number one contenders tournament for the Intercontinental title.
All right. So this is Malibu Heights. Pretty swank. I bet there are plenty of cars here for a guy like me to get his hands on.
I hope you don't mean that, James. Let's just rendezvous with your buddies.
Alright, so let's get the final match in the chat, and let's discuss it, and then our overall thoughts on this card.
Main event, AEW World Title, Swerve Strickland versus Bryan Danielson, title versus career.
All right. By the way, now that I'm Toy Box Jimmy, I guess I could talk to these cars.
Yeah.
Oh, I could possess the vehicle. That's what it was.
Process, yeah. Uh-oh.
Good job, boss. We'll take it from here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Todd was part of the game.
Yeah. I'm going to do it to all these cars now. Ooh, this one was a little bit harder. Hey,
uh-oh.
Get away from my car.
Okay, so let's talk about...
Yep, you go first.
...the match. Okay. This has been done wonderfully. From the moment Bryanson won the tournament to get the title shot. And it's like everything they've done has been really good. The tribute video was really good. The final segment on Dynamite this week was really good. They haven't really had a physical altercation. Well, I mean, I guess match-wise, they haven't had it.
Yeah.
But they did have it on Dynamite this past Wednesday to end the show. It's just a question of do you want the fans to go home happy with Danielson winning the title? Because if he loses, his career's over.
Right.
Or do you have Swerve keep the belt?
So for and me, I think, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I think Swerve's been a good champion.
Mm. I don't... I mean, one of the best things about this match is that I actually don't really feel confident either way of saying who's going to win.
Exactly.
And it's very rare in pro wrestling these days that, you know, you kind of feel like that. I'm curious. Does Meltzer say anything different? No. I figure maybe something on Toy Box Jimmy, he would say something different. My problem is this. Like, there's... How do I say this? What the hell are you? Hold on. Steve. Shh. I'm on vacation, but I'm not supposed to be here. Ugh. Why didn't anyone tell me the connection would suck up here, too?
Okay. Hmm.
Good job, Steve. Okay, so here's... I was a little annoyed by the final segment. I'll just say that right now. Towards the end because of the yes shit. Because I hate the yes chant so much. I'd rather have the what chant over than the yes chant. I think it would have been even better if Danielson ended the segment and go, and by the end of, like, say something like, and by the end of the night, you're going to get your fucking head kicked in, and that's the chant they left with. When you're going to get your fucking head kicked in. Right. To me, that should have been how it ended. And the fact that it ended with yes, I was just like, ugh, gross. Because isn't his, even if he wins this, wasn't the original plan that he was going to have his last match at WrestleDream?
Yeah.
Because they booked an arena where he lives, right? Like, isn't
it? It's in Washington State, yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, one of two things is going to happen here. Danielson wins, and he, you know, goes on to defend the title at his farewell match. That's one. I don't know how I feel about that because... How do I say this? I don't know how I feel about it because it doesn't give much flexibility for who Danielson's next match is going to be. Or last match is going to be. Do you know what I'm saying or not really?
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, okay, I'm going to compare, for those that might not get it, I'm going to compare it with the recently retired Sting. Sting, that made sense for that tag team match to be his last match and for it to be for the titles. Because they were literally undefeated the entire run that he was there as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
This, not so much. Right? Danielson probably lost, what, like, probably 70% of the matches he's had since he's been in AEW? Is that, do you think that's fair?
Give or take. Yeah, give or take.
So, like, whoever, if he's going to defend the title against someone, I read at some point, and I don't know how hopeful this is or whatnot, but I saw people wanted his last match to be with Nigel McGuinness. Have you heard
right.
that? Yeah. But that's a problem if he has a title, because there's no way that you're going to convince me that Nigel McGuinness should be getting a title shot. This isn't the WWE where you can just where you kind of walk in and up, doesn't matter, you're getting a title shot. AEW has had a history of you actually have to earn your title shot here, at least for the main title. I mean, you know, all the other ones. Yeah, go ahead.
Plus, we don't even know if Nigel is medically cleared to wrestle.
Even I'm just using Nigel as an example, but let's say Danielson's dream opponent going out was, I don't know, fucking Kenny Omega. And let's say Kenny comes back.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you have to convince me that he has to get enough wins under his belt. And I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, that's what I mean by the flexibility goes out the door if Danielson wins the title for that Wrestle Dream Show. Now, the other alternative is that Swerve wins, Danielson retires, and then there's going to be some kind of story, like, you can't tell me you can't see this happening, where even though he says he's retired, Tony Khan insisted that Danielson do his last match because he's doing it for the fans and the people that came to support him for Wrestle Dream.
Okay, so...
Because that doesn't make any sense either.
Brian said a year ago, this was his last year as a full-time wrestler. Full-time.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with both your theories.
Sure.
So let's start with Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he does win the title. He already has, whoever wins has a title defense to make at Grand Slam against Darby Allin, because Allin won the title. Oh, we got a big moment here.
Yeah, okay, yep, we're all together again.
All together now. Mm-hmm. All together now.
Wow. I'm surprised you thought of that one, because I thought you were going to go, Little Rose, like fighting in the ring. Oh, Russell, we're all together now. I'm looking for a tough guy in a blanket. Wait, what? Who the hell is he looking for? Tough guy in a blanket.
Tough guy in a blanket.
Jimmy!
What are you doing out of Boxwood, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, this is like character growth for him because you left Boxwood.
Yep.
I'm here to teach a pink pachyderm what happens when he messes with my town.
James, you're positively inspired.
God. Who are your friends? Great. Now that we are all acquainted, Ken can tell us what he learned while inside the Elephants organization.
So, there I was, laying out my idea for a Malibu line of men's fedoras.
No, not that part, Ken. Tell us about the mole brawl.
Oh, right. So, there's this big shot executive in town, trying to do something called a reboot.
Hmm. Alright, so I think it's official, by the way, that I think Elephants are big bad in this game now. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that's been really consistent at, like, oh, this is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's... Oh, wait, this is me doing the fucking hold up my nose voice.
Yeah.
Shell, Ken, go get her a drink. How's our movie?
Shell effects. Great, baby, great. Actually, that's why I'm here. I want to announce the movie at the Mall Brawl. We'll make the announcement when the film's hero dash talent wins. Oh, this is going to be like Ready to Rumble.
Oh? The outcome of the match is currently undecided.
What? How? I thought you wrote the scripts.
That's still true, Shell, but there's a newcomer. At first, I thought he would just flame out in Boxwood, but he became a thorn in my side. My ears on the ground tell me he'll show up at the Mall Brawl.
I wouldn't distrust ears like yours. What's his name?
He calls himself Muchacho Man, the spice himself.
Spice, eh? Why don't we spice the dish ourselves, then? A trapdoor from the special effects department underneath the tower platform will drop this guy like a brick.
Brilliant!
Great. I'll get them set up. Oh, one more thing. I hate Dr. Mountain. Wait, what?
No problem. Ken, go throw yourself in the sea.
Wait, Ken, you threw yourself into the sea? How dare they cheat and disrupt the integrity of the match? The elephant always finds a way to control the situation, muchacho. Always. Not this time, amigos. I say we strike back. Jimmy, can you disable this trapdoor? You bet your poncho I can. Then it's settled. Tonight, we hit them all. Oops.
Big break in the story. Oh, we may want to save now.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so now that we've gotten that through, so back to
yep.
The whole thing. So back to your two points.
Please.
So, if Danielson wins, okay, well, whoever wins has to defend the belt at Grand Slam against Darby Allin. After that, you know, where would Danielson go for the last title defense? Because I would think he defends the belt at WrestleDream if he wins.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Fro on our show, which will be up by the time you guys listen to this, if Danielson wins the title, I can see an angle where he defends the title every time, and then once someone beats him for the belt, his career's over.
Oh, kind of, I see what you're saying. Okay, like a Ric Flair.
Kind of like a Ric Flair. Okay. Yeah. So I could see that as a possibility.
Wait, what happened here?
What in the world?
I think we got a glitch.
Uh-oh. Good thing you saved just when you did.
No, but I can still talk to people. Like I'm there. Very, very strange.
So, okay, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
If Swerve wins, again, he also has to defend the belt against Darby. But you've also got whoever wins the Casino Gauntlet match. And you've also got Hangman as well. So, it's a very tricky situation on both ends. Because it's almost going to be like whoever wins is going to become the ultimate loser in all of this.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So, in the end of the day, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, man. Oh, well, actually, let me throw out one more thing.
Yes.
Because I watched a video earlier in the week, and they had an idea. I don't know if I agree with the idea or not, but I'm going to throw it to you anyway.
Okay.
What if Danielson wins, but Danielson turns heel when he wins the belt?
I actually am a little interested in that. I don't think I'd hate it. It's weird though, because if they're really going to build up that like one of his last matches or the last match is going to be at WrestleDream, that's a little weird. Trying to get people to boo the hero that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, which is why I never liked the idea when they said, I'm like, no, that's not going to work, because his last match is probably going to be at WrestleDream.
In front of his home crowd, too, yeah.
Yes, yes. Not to repeat what the fans said Wednesday night, but yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, oh, God.
You sound really torn about this.
Because, like, earlier in the week, I thought, okay, this is maybe a done deal. You know, now I'm not so sure.
Like I said, I mean, I think I'm going to probably stop the gameplay now because we're just really wrapping up at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't know either. Like, I feel as if, I'll keep it on the map. This is something to look at. I feel like in the end, I think they're going to go with Danielson winning.
Yeah, I do too.
But then, like I said, then it becomes a little more complicated as far as... Because I didn't know about the Darby thing. I actually did not either remember or forgot it. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But here's what... You know, I'll tell you what. One thing I really am begging to not happen, and I have a feeling it will, though.
Okay.
Don't put Brie Bella on my TV. I don't care that she's married to her. Sting's wife didn't have to be on TV, neither does she.
Was she on Sting's wife?
No, she wasn't. I said Sting's wife wasn't on, neither does she.
Okay. I missed that part.
So no, please, for the love of God, do not put a Bella or a Garcia, I guess you would say, on AEW TV. That's all I'm asking for here.
I just want to mention real quick before we sign off.
Yep.
Since we're mentioning Brie Bella.
Oh, God, what'd she do?
Nikki Bella is going to co-host the upcoming competitive eating special with the big match of Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi.
Ooh.
On Labor Day. On Labor Day, actually.
I'm actually pretty interested in that, because didn't Joey... I don't think Joey Chestnut performed this year.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because... I remember, because of Nathan's and sponsorship or something like that. I remember this much, and I was like, ah, the only real athlete out there, Joey Chestnut, is getting robbed right now. The only true athlete. What's his record now again?
He won, 17 or... it was a lot.
No, but...
He won a lot.
No, but, how many did he eat?
Oh, it was, 74 hot dogs.
How long would it take you to eat 74 hot dogs?
A year. Maybe 2 years.
I could do a freaking than that. Yeah, so... But why her? God, what a match. And it's kind of bogged down because Nikki Garcia is part of it now. I would have really... If she wasn't part of it, I would possibly make that appointment television.
Well, it's going to be on Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who? I get it. Netflix is giving them the platform, but whose event is it? It's not some cooking show's event special or anything?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, and it's just whoever eats the most hot dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them is a current champion. This is kind of like, right. It's starting to feel like it's Butterbean versus Bart Gunn, but in hot dog eating form.
Yeah, but Kobayashi was his main rival for so many years. So.
In what?
In the hot dog eating contest.
Was he really?
Oh, yeah, and then Kobayashi got banned for some stupid reason that I don't remember, but...
Oh, okay. Bill, if you had a chance, would you send this postcard... If you went away, would you send this postcard to your family?
I would.
It looks like a nice-looking postcard, actually.
Yeah, it looks nice.
All right, Bill, I think we're ready to head out here. Let's give our final thoughts on the card. I think it looks like a great card. I will be watching this Sunday as far as streams go. For me, I might come back later with Crisis Core. I might take a nap. I don't know, though. I'm not promising anything. But horror's right around the corner, so we're entering spooky season, and I'm going to incorporate one game on the rotation for horror/Halloweenish theme. Starting in September, we have Mass Effect 2, and I'm rewatching Lost Season 1 while I'm doing Mass Effect 2, basically. Because Jack Shepard is back. And that's pretty much going on with me. Bill, why don't you give your final plugs and we'll head out of here. And give your thoughts on the All-In card overall.
All right. I love this card. I think it's much better than last year's card.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I will be watching it live. Actually, Fro and I are going to be on Skype watching it. So, Jim, if you want to join Fro and I tomorrow, you are more than welcome to join.
I might pop in for a match. I mean, because I bought it myself, I'm going to probably want to watch most of the event. on the big screen as opposed to a laptop. But
right.
But I think I would like to pop in for maybe I'll pick two matches in my head. Actually, I shouldn't even be asking you this here, but maybe we get you to do the scorecard thing again.
Ooh, maybe.
I should
do that.
We
haven't done that in forever.
No, we haven't. And that's, I mean, to be fair, that's mostly on me, because I just haven't been interested in a WWE and AEW event enough to do one and get other people
right.
involved.
Right,
this one
right.
I kind of am. I'm going to talk to Russ about that later this afternoon, because
yeah,
he usually helps me with that. You probably have to tell Fro right away if because he's on a different time zone, I believe.
Yeah, so. I'll let him know.
Anyway, where can people follow you?
Follow me on Twitter at House of Bill, and follow me on Instagram, Mr. Billiam85.
And as for me, Instagram, official RP Jimmy, and like I said, I might be back here later today. We'll see. Other than that, see you later, everyone. Bye.